Then you can ask them or tell them to log on to irishradio.com. That's irishradio.com. The program is coming to you live, though indeed, since our programs are archived, they can be accessed at any point. Interviews, for instance, going back weeks, months, years, are there at the touch of a finger if you go on to irishradio.com. That is irishradio.com. What we are doing today and what we hope you will enjoy as you listen to us is, we have taken you so far through Connacht and through Munster. Maybe we'll slither over into Leinster. And, you know, I didn't come down in the last shower, so I know that as we go into Leinster, if we are going to start with the county in Leinster, then that county might as well be, as a matter of fact, it might as well be, it better be Longford, because the executive producer of the program, and indeed for that matter, the president of Flannelly Promotions and Irish Radio Network, Irish Radio Network USA, is Áine Sheridan. And Áine hails from Longford. Again, I mentioned earlier in the program, the reason she is not with us today is that indeed Áine and the entire Sheridan family have gathered in Longford for the father's funeral, which in fact took place over the weekend. But we know indeed that Longford for Leinster, as we head into Leinster, would be a great place to start. And we might get a mailman, actually, Kevin Prendergast, to really start off with a song here, absolutely no doubt. Let's zero right in on our producer, Áine Sheridan's home county of Longford. You get a mailman to sing that one, dear old Longford town. You're listening to The Flannelly Show live on IrishRadio.com.
I left my home in Longford town so many years ago, and sailed across the Atlantic way to the town of Ohio. This place that seemed so strange to me, but work I soon had found. Still in my heart my thoughts were back in dear old Longford town. I sailed from Colvin County, Cork, 6 weeks it took to go. I landed safely in New York and on to Ohio. The coach I took for Cleveland was called the Long Greyhound. Some friends were there to meet me from dear old Longford town. When years have now gone by and changes there have been, I settled down and married to a pretty sweet colleague. We have decided to return, so homeward we are bound, to that lovely spot in Ireland, my dear old Longford town. So here's to all in Longford town, grand and
From Edwardstown to Lanesborough and on to Auckland, New Town Forth and Kilkee, Ballymahon of renown. I dream each night about you, my dear, all along for town. I dream each night about you, my dear, all along for town.
In no particular order for Leinster, let's slither across, going east, and we'll pass, of course, through Westmeath and to Meath and into Dublin, and just south of Dublin for the second song and county in Leinster. Let's call on Christy Moore and the Wicklow Boy.
As I walk past Fortnish prison, an innocent voice was heard to say, my frame up has almost been completed, my people all look the other way. 7 years ago a torture started, a forced confession he was made to sign. Young Irishmen, specially trained and chosen, were on the heavy gang that made him run the line. Others in the bridewell heard him screaming, even prison doctors could see his injuries were not self-inflicted. Those who tipped the scales did not agree. Give the Wicklow Boy his freedom, we must give him back his liberty, or are we going to leave him in chains while those who framed him up hold the key? Deprived of human rights by his own people, sickened by injustice, he jumped there. In the Appalachian Mountains, found a welcome till his co-accused were both released from jail. He came back home expecting he'd get justice, but special branchmen took him from the place. For 3 years we deprived him of his freedom. The guilty cheer the innocent again. Cheer the Wicklow Boy his freedom. We must give him back his liberty. But are we going to keep him in chains while those who framed him up hold the key? The People versus Kelly was the title of the farce to each stage that his appeal. Puppets in well-rehearsed collusion, I often wonder how these men must feel. As I walked past Fortnish prison, through concrete and steel of his brigade, my frame up is almost completed. An innocent Nicky Kelly is my name. Give the Wicklow Boy his freedom, give him back his liberty, or are we going to keep him in chains while those who framed him up for the
key? A patriotic song indeed there, from Christy Moore. the Wicklow boy. Okay, from Longford to Wicklow. Let's swing around here again. We'll zigzag a little bit to bring you to Westmead and the music of Alan Kelly. And some Toe Tapper coming up here with the Rakes of Westmead. I think it'd probably be a good idea to give equal time to Meath. Beautiful county, Meath. And, in fact, Declan Nardley, who is from Longford, will attest to that, too. From Declan Nardley, here's beautiful Meath. And it is the Flannery Show, live from New York, irishradio.com, worldwide.
I've traveled many counties in Ireland, but there's still one I'm longing to see, and it's been a part of my homeland, and it brings back fond memories to me, where I wandered alone in my childhood, reviewing the sights I was seeing. As I walk through the parks and the forest, round the beautiful county of Meath. Oh, beautiful Meath, you've got all that I need. Your rivers that flow with delight, your seas are so green, there's plains to be seen, and your fountains are so gay and so bright. Fishing down on the point, I remember the time, you would think it was all just a dream, but wherever you roam, there's no place like home, and the beautiful county of Meath.
Of course, that the parochial attachments in terms of those of us in America in particular, I'm sure in Australia and New Zealand and hubs around the world where Irish find themselves, is that in Ireland, of course, songs having to do with all 32 counties in Ireland. Indeed, it's a badge of honor for the entertainers to give great acknowledgement to the other counties. Ireland's love for the tin whistle is indeed traditional. Many, many growing up in Ireland, would, as a musical instrument, they would start off with what was then called the penny whistle. The whistling ambassador of Ireland is one of a couple of brothers down in Clare, the Russell brothers. So in digging for a song, and there are plenty of them from the smallest county in Ireland, the wee county of Louth, we came across this one. And actually, Michael Russell himself will be able to start and he'll fill us in on it, okay?
When myself, I'll be locked to myself, we'll talk about the tune before we'll head off going over here. And Bill said he liked the jig. And very funny words in those tunes, you see. I saw a carpenter driving in the moon. and I saw Hawk and Dundalk and him in an old shoe. It's all imagination, you see, but however, the tune is, you know, that's the name of the tune, but...
Good lad yourself. Maybe we should slither over now to a beautiful county, indeed the county of Ireland's equestrian centre of Ireland, and in the county of Kildare, and I don't mind slipping in here that. All of us who came from Mayo, my family, Enda, my brother Enda, being the eldest, and who unfortunately, as age 80, passed away at the beginning of December. He also lost a very good and loving sister, Irene, who a few years, I wish I could, it seems to me anyway that if we guess at the number of years that somebody has passed away, if you don't have it written in front of you, you kind of, you'll probably get it wrong. But Irene, of course, on a day like today, we remember with great love and affection. My sister, Betty, lives in Dublin, but with her husband, with David Waters. But they also have a very soft spot for Galway and Connemara. And anyway, as we're playing the music of Leinster, Kildare, my brother Fenton, and his wife Alva, and the Flannelly children of Kildare have spent a lifetime bulk of their lifetime growing up at one of the most prominent equestrian centres in Ireland, Kill Equestrian Centre, and so to the family of Fenton, and that would obviously include those who on this side of the Atlantic here keep in constant touch through all of the gadgets that I'm not familiar with the iPad and the iPhone and the personal computer and the Mac and the Apple and the Dell and the Twitter and the Facebook. God almighty. But they, cousins, from both sides of the Atlantic, indeed, stay in touch. So let's take a song about Kildare. They live in the Curra of Kildare. So let's take a song about Kildare. The Roads of Kildare.
Johnny was born in a mansion down in the county of Clare. Rosie was born by the roadside somewhere in County Kildare. Destiny brought them together on the road near Killorglin one day. Neath a bright paisley shawl she was singing, and she stole his young heart away. For she sang,
sleeping tonight by the campfire, come with me over the hill. Let us be married tomorrow.
Of the parents who raised you, think of the family name. How can you marry a gypsy? Oh, what a terrible shame. Parents and friends, stop your pleading. Don't worry about my affairs, for I've fallen in love with a gypsy reared on the roads up to there. And she sang,
sleepy tonight by the campfire, come with me over the hill. Let us be married tomorrow. Please let me whisper I will. What if the neighbors are talking? Who cares if your friends stop and stare? Proud to be married to Rosie, who was red on the road to Kildare.
Johnny came down from his mansion just as the sun had gone down, turning his back on his kinfolk and likewise his dear native town. Facing the roads of old Ireland with the gypsy he loved so sincere, as he got to the light of the campfire, these are the words he did hear. For he sang,
sleeping tonight by the campfire, come with me over the hill. Let us be married tomorrow. Please let me whisper I will. What if the neighbors are talking? Who cares if your friends stop and stare? To be proud to be married to Rosie, who was wed on the road to Kildare. You'll be proud to be married to Rosie, who was wed on the road of Kildare.
There is not one county in Ireland, friends, and Ireland has 32 counties. And that's what we're doing here today on St. Patrick's Day. We're bringing you a variety of music from each and every county of Ireland. And but we are now in Leinster, where we've brought you music from Longford and Westmeath and Louth and Wicklow, and just as we heard there from Erin's Pride, Rosie, the Pride of Kildare. Let's go to Kilkenny, and indeed Kilkenny, a beautiful spot, and indeed one of the loveliest counties. Not big on immigration historically. We don't have as many immigrants or those of Kilkenny heritage. Definitely not in the in the New York area, but those indeed who emigrated to America, as with those from most counties in Ireland, have done extremely well. I think maybe, though, for Kilkenny, we might go up to Boston, where the Boston Pops, indeed, of great renown. Let them play for us. Highway to Kilkenny. Terrific there, the Boston Pops and Highway to Kilkenny. Friends, you are listening to the Flannelly Show live from New York. And We are broadcasting our programs today throughout the world on www.irishradio.com. www.irishradio.com. So, and we're also, of course, feeding into radio stations around the world. So wherever you are, I'm Adrian Flannelly, and I want to bring you, indeed, St. Patrick's Day greetings from New York on this lovely day. It is 2 p.m. on the nose here in New York. The parade, the great St. Patrick's Day parade, indeed, which began this morning, it started at 11 o'clock on the nose. The Grand Marshal for St. Patrick's Day and the St. Patrick's Day Parade is Cardinal, the Cardinal of New York, Cardinal Dolan, and he cuts a fine figure, let me tell you, on Fifth Avenue today. County organizations. Every county in Ireland represented on the St. Patrick's Day parade here in New York City. Schools, affiliations, many of the bands and participating groups which make New York Fifth Avenue Parade on St. Patrick's Day the most colorful in the world. Many of the schools are from neighboring states, from Connecticut, from New Jersey, from from Pennsylvania, all gathering in New York. One of the things that I find with Irish America and with young people as they get older, if they were to indeed single out their most memorable experience with respect to St. Patrick's, their Irishness, they would have to pick something associated with the St. Patrick's Day. Many, many would indeed only be able to zero in on on whatever and how close they got to the St. Patrick's Day. Many would have maybe been taken by the hand to the St. Patrick's Day as their parents or a parent would bring them with their pride and the wearing of the shamrock down to indeed Fifth Avenue in New York City. Some might, in fact, remember that they were so privileged in either themselves or a family member being included in one of the bands, the entertainment section of the parade, which obviously is second to none. Others will remember that they were taken to Fifth Avenue to cheer on the county of the father or the grandfather, or indeed the county of their mother, grandmother. It is something that not just me, but I think all of us somehow marvel at the tremendous pride we have as a nation in our culture. And despite the best efforts of media once in a while painting a picture of us, an unflattering picture sometimes, we survive it all. We can rise above all of that. And it's great. But just to think of it, friends, that New York St. Patrick's Day Parade on this very day is celebrating our cultural history. today is the 254th anniversary of consecutive St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City. Now, that definitely, I think, entitles us on this day anyway to indeed take great pride and to, hey, sorry now for the rest of the world, but I think today, when it comes to parades and when it comes to celebrations, we are capital of the world. We have been, I have been presenting music from each of the 32 counties of Ireland. We've covered Connacht and Munster. We're in Limerick, and maybe at this stage we might, well, having heard songs from Longford and Westmeath and Louth, Meath itself, Kildare, Wicklow, Kilkenny. Matter of fact, why don't we shoot down to, say, Wexford? And a song here of a tongue-in-cheek song from Mackinac, and the story of the old woman from Wexford.
There was an old woman from Wexford, in Wexford town did dwell. She loved her husband dearly, but another man twice as well. A miracle did he valero, a miracle to relieve. One day she went to the doctor's, the medicine for to buy. Said, doctor, give me something that will make my old man blind. A miracle did he valero, a miracle to relieve. I bathe him eggs and marrowbone and make him take it all. And it won't be very long after that he won't see you at all. A miracle did he valero, a miracle to relieve. She bathe him eggs and marrowbone and made him take it all. And it wasn't so very long after that he couldn't see the wall. A miracle did he valero, a miracle to relieve. Says he, I'll go and drown myself, but that would be a sin. Says she, I'll go to the water's edge and I'll help to push you in. A miracle did he valero, a miracle to relieve. The old woman stood back a small bit to have a run and go. But the old man slightly stepped aside and she fell in below. A miracle did he valero, a miracle to relieve. How loudly did she roar, boys, how loudly did she bawl. Had I hold your wish, old woman, says he, I can't see you at all. A miracle did he valero, a miracle did he valero, a miracle did he valero, a miracle to relieve.
Okay. Maybe, friends, we should call on Danny Doyle for a Carlo song. Great song indeed. Danny Doyle. Follow me up to Carlo.
Albert dealt with swords, and we go for by the Lord. Death,
for Ottilie. I think the my call on Teddy Riley for Ottilie and Hilda. He'll sing about the Ottilie Rover. Irish Radio, irishradio.com.
A rover I have been, and a rover I will stay. But to that faithful county I will return someday. Oh, Fania, how I love you, with your heather scented hair. By the face of peaceful Brussels hall, her sons from far and near. Oh, Kitty, I long to see when the woodbines in full bloom. Stroll the fields around her path, hear the wild birds in full tune. At Clonmacnoise I see you, onto Banner her we'll stray. With the fishermen we'll drink and hear of the one that's gone away. Great sportsmen are laid low. My Crawhen Hill, I see you, where in childhood I did play. So adieu to you, beloved blue, I must be on my way. I live around her box, the fire, with the keg in front. As the blacksmith sings his rebel song, and the poacher tells his yarn. Come close, my friends and neighbors, fill your glasses to the brim, and we toast our rocky heroes from the heather hill and glen. And we toast our
friends, you are listening to Irish Radio, Irish Radio Network, USA. It is a quarter past two in New York City. And, friends, we are bringing you music, indeed, from the 32 counties of Ireland. And so far, we are we're almost through with the... I shouldn't say through it, but we, because we're going to continue, obviously, for the next 2 hours, bringing you music from each and every county in Ireland. But we're also, of course, very happy to revisit. We have we've taken the counties so far. Of Connacht, of Munster, and we are now over in Leinster. My son Paul, who is the co-host of this program here, is keeping track of the counties and the music that we have as we play them to make sure we don't leave any out. Any of the counties, we know how absolutely that'll be a no-no. No, indeed. Paul, if you bring up on the in our archives here, maybe something from Dublin. Oh, you got it? Okay, Dublin. All right. Okay, we'll take a Dublin song, but in the meantime, while we're lining this up. I want to let you know that you are, that you're listening to the Flannelly Show. It is coming to you live from New York. And we've done this for 45 years. And we hope that many of our listeners might indeed have spent most of that time with us. We broadcast every Saturday morning, beginning at 9 o'clock on Saturday, and we go through until high noon. We've been doing this since started in 1970, and we would not be still on air were it not for the sponsorship which we receive from many of our sponsors who've been with us since day one, like the law firm of O'Dwyer and Bernstein, the Quinnipiac University, of which we're very, very proud of the sponsorship. The Quinnipiac University is the home of Ireland's Great Hunger Museum, and the connection, in addition to John Leahy, who is, by the way, the vice chair of the St. Patrick's Day Parade, the connection with the parade and the museum is basically that year round, this John Leahy, who was president of Quinnipiac University, established the first ever museum in North America dedicated solely to the Irish famine, to the great Irish hunger. And that is in Hamden, Connecticut. More recently, friends, Quinnipiac University, again, under the leadership of John Leahy, president, established Ireland's Great Hunger Institute, an institute dedicated again to the study of Ireland's greatest calamity ever. Among the other great sponsors that we've had, and we've had a lot of sponsors, friends throughout the years, we are very much appreciative of the sponsorship, again, going back to practically the beginning of CIE Tours International, headed on this side for North America by Brian Stack. 83 years of experience in escorted tours, or indeed any type tour, but particularly well known for the escorted tours, those luxury coach tours for those who like to visit Ireland, those who want to leave the driving, the hassle, to professionals with 40 and more years of experience. So CIE Tours and CIE Tours International has, among other reservoirs of information, you can find out about hundreds of different options. As a matter of fact, if you're going to Ireland, if you're going to Ireland and Britain, Ireland and Scotland, if you're heading even to far-flung places such as Ireland and Italy, you will get the best information simply by logging on to CIE Tours International. That is CIE Tours International. I'll tell you about the other sponsors. Indeed, as the program progresses. But right now, Maybe we get to, should head up to Dublin, since we are in Leinster, and well, maybe Carmel Quinn, who hails from Dublin, will give us two for the price of one here, and tell us some of the Dublin stories. Carmel, by the way, who is ageless. If anybody knew her real age, she would definitely, you wouldn't hear it from me here first anyway. But let's go to a tremendous entertainer, somebody who actually came from Dublin as a young emigrant and captured, indeed, and made world fame by linking up with the presenter of about the only Irish and Irish associated television show of the 50s, Arthur Godfrey and the Arthur Godfrey Show. Arthur was a champion and of radio, but particularly in television. He discovered Carmel Quinn. Carmel from Dublin. And to this day, Carmel travels, particularly in the United States. She travels to venues, bringing her song and her story. So let's take something from a live concert with Carmel Quinn.
It's so nice when I come out and I feel so at home here. I really do. You know, I say things like, I have been to Nebraska and Boston, Toronto and old Montreal, but I'd like to make clear, I'm so glad to be here, for I'm home when I come to St. Paul. And you know something? It reminds me like of long ago back in Dublin when we'd have our little party. You know, a party. We didn't have television then. Oh, we did have radio. And it was like the men would send out for what they call a jar. If you don't know what a jar is, then I'm not going to tell you. And the women would have the tea. And before you know where you are, I give us a song, Mary, or give us a song, Joe. And everyone would be singing. Everybody sings. You know, I'll be calling on you shortly. And so it goes. And so I thought, wouldn't it be nice tonight? This is the feel I had. Even Saturday night, we were in Carnegie Hall. Same feel. We just made it like it was a party at home in the kitchen. And that's a nice feeling. You know something? When we'd have our parties, all the neighbors would send, you know, they'd come in from all next door and down the street. And I knew what everyone would sing. Everyone had their one song. And all the men had their poems and jokes and, you know, this sort of thing. But a lot of the women in those days, they sang very high. It was a sort of the fashion for females to sing high. And see, I used to dread it. And I used to sit in the corner with my dog, you know, and listen, and I'd vow I'm never going to sing high like that, you know, because my head would be split. I'd be singing like, 'Tis the last rose of summer, and I know, and my dog would go, and his tail between his legs. And people loved him. My Aunt Julia, who helped raise us, would say, oh, she's marvelous, that woman singing, she should go far. And my father would say, I hope she does. And someone else would say, she's got a very big repertoire. And my aunt would say, ah, but that dress hides it. And here they'd be back and forth, and you'd always know. We began to know the ones who sang with their eyes closed. You know, such passion and feeling. They'd close their eyes in ecstasy, and we'd all leave. That was your chance to get up for a break. And we knew the amount of verses. They always did the lot. And everyone and the men, the serious drinkers, would head for the kitchen where the good stuff was. And so it would go, and it was fun to listen to everybody. My Aunt Julia, let me tell you, she was a wonderful lady. She used to wear her hat in the house. This was in case someone came to the door she didn't want to bring in. She'd say, I was just on my way out. And she knew how to put people in their place. If they were getting above themselves, oh, could she do it? Man across the road, an old bachelor. She'd say, that fella put years on you. He's out there sowing his wild oats and praying for a crop failure. And the people who, as they say, got on in the world, and she could always pull them down a little. Hello, Mrs. So-and-so. Terrible sorry to hear about the fire in your bathroom. Thank God it didn't reach the house. She had a way. She loved to brag about being very sick. You know, sometimes people love to say, I was very sick, oh God. You know, she was always very sick. And she'd always exaggerate. And you know, you'd say, and Julia, oh my God, I was very sick. Did you not know? No. Oh my God, everyone's talking about her. Really? Oh, I was in bed for 3 days with the doctor. She also had this terrible habit of spelling very simple words in front of people, about them, to me. I'd be standing there like, you know, she'd be saying, now, Mrs. Jones, you're grand, you're lovely. Grand, oh, yes, it's lovely, that's great. You never look better, God is very good to you. M-A-D. To me, about the woman, it's Aunt Julia, she can spell. Don't do this. Then no matter how I grew, she'd always put her hand right down my dress to see had I my medals on. I had medals against every... I jiggled. When I walked, I rattled. But she was good. She, you know, I always think of Dublin. And Dublin this year is celebrating 1,000 years old. And I thought, oh, what good times we had in Dublin. And please, God will have again, have a little song called Dublin in the Rare Old Times.
Now, what we might say, we will double back to Carmel Quinn, friends, but I do want to let you know that you are listening to Irish Radio, Irish Radio Network, USA. And, you know, this St. Patrick's Day celebration we have here is the 254th. Some great entertainers, many of them with no Irish background whatsoever, have taken Irish music, an Irish song, and they have left, many of them have left us decades ago, but they definitely left the legacy in the to the Irish of their rendition. Take America's Kate Smith in the song Molly Malone. Kate Smith.
Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, 'twas there I first met her, sweet Molly Malone. She drove a wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels was alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder her father and mother were fishmongers too. They drove their wheelbarrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She died of a fever, and nothing could save her. And that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Her ghost drives a barrel.